96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Every parent hopes that their child will be born healthy. New parents are always watching for anything unusual in the development of their children. Well, according to the CDC, one in 68 children show signs of that unusual something that often completely changes the developing personality of children. Autism spectrum disorder, commonly known as simply autism. What is it? How do parents cope? Where can they get help? Well, tonight, all three of my guests are parents of autistic children. Terry Matthews, she is the founder and CEO of Jayden's Voice. Stacy Wiseman is a community outreach ambassador for Autism Speaks. And Dr. Valerie Hugh, she is a professor of biochemistry and molecular medicine at George Washington University Med School. She is also an autism researcher. A lot of information for you tonight. The lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it. Let me go right to Dr. Hugh. Dr. Hugh, can you give me a working definition of autism?
Well, autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects, I think, among the most important symptoms that are exhibited are sort of impairments in social skills, the ability to not only understand other people socially, their thoughts, but also to interact with them. And this is often accompanied by restricted interests and repetitive behaviors, but along the autism spectrum, there are various degrees to which the deficits are manifested. So you can have very high-functioning people who do not have any sort of cognitive or language deficits at all, and then you can have others who have no language at all and may have also intellectual disabilities. Mm-hmm. So there's a wide spectrum of what we call autism.
I see. I want to ask my guest, Terry, first. Tell me about Jayden, your son.
Jayden is my son, who is now 7, will be 8, and was diagnosed when he was about 3 years old. He has something that I would consider regressive autism. And regressive autism is something where, in Jayden's case, he was born totally normal, everything developing as scheduled, speaking, certain social cues that are expected for a one-year-old, one-and-a-half, two-year-old were normal. And then literally one day, it all changed. It was like my son had died, but he was still here. He lost his ability to speak. He could no longer go to the bathroom on his own. He could not point. He had tremendous behavioral problems. He would not sleep. And it was just a big challenge. There was, you know, nothing that tied tied to his regression. And of course, then eventually he was diagnosed with autism.
Stacy, tell me about Hal, your son.
Hal is a rising 12-year-old middle schooler, and he was diagnosed at 4. And I happened to know that he was experiencing these symptoms of autism because of students I had in a music class. And I said, you know, Hal does these same behaviors at home. So I talked with my colleagues, some of my sorority sisters who were speech pathologists, and they said, you know, have them checked out. And I did, and so I went into action because early intervention is key. And so that's exactly what I did with him. And he's a thriving, social young man.
Mm. All right, when we come back, we want to tell some of our listeners about two events that are coming up in reference to this issue, important events that you certainly may want to try to attend. And we also want to hear from Dr. Hu, because, as I said, she also is the mother of an autistic adult. And we also want to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about autism. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing autism tonight, and my guests are Terry Matthews, founder and CEO of Jaden's Voice, Stacey Wiseman, a community outreach ambassador for Autism Speaks, and Dr. Valerie Hu, a professor of biochemistry and molecular medicine at George Washington University Med School. She's also an autism researcher. Each of them is the parent of an autistic child. I want to take a phone call real quick at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Sonia, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, everyone. My daughter is 20 years old now, and I suspect that she is slightly autistic. A long time ago, we had her tested for other social deficiencies, I'm going to call it, because for lack of a better word. And, you know, the doctor said that she was fine. And, you know, but, you know, now, you know, and growing up, you know, we noticed, you know, that she was definitely lacking some social skills. And she's now 20 years old. And, you know, I just feel like I have done her a disservice, and I feel like I haven't done my best by her by, you know, not finding something out there for her, because there is, I don't know what to do. You know, it seems like there's no resources out there, you know, for her at this stage in her life.
And let me have my guests try to address your issues, Sonia. Terry, you can share something with her.
Hi, Sonia. Thank you for sharing your story. Please, if I can say anything first, please understand that 20 years ago, we did not even have the information that we have today, and it's still evolving. So one, if I can say, don't feel bad about feeling like you have not done the best you can as a parent. What is important now is identifying what type of needs that she has and getting her to the appropriate services. And we agree that's why our foundations are foundations like mine, foundations like Face Movement with Shantae Nicole here in the D.C. area, and even Stacy being an ambassador here in this area. These places exist to help you get services. So if you're still feeling like there's something that needs to be handled in reference to your child, support yourself by supporting your child by getting the child the services or the young adult the services that he or she needs at the moment.
Okay. I want to, before it gets too late and I have to take another break, I want you briefly to each talk about the events that you have coming up. Stacey, you first, please. And we'll be talking about it throughout the program, but I want to make sure that I get that information out.
Well, on Friday, October 31st, 2014, from 7 to 11 p.m. at Newton White Mansion, I'm having an event called Autism Speaks Jazz, a night of jazz featuring Leon Alexander and friends. And if you'd like tickets for this event, I'd like to lead you to eventbrite.com, and you can type in Leon Alexander or my name, Stacey Wiseman, or Autism Speaks Jazz.
And I want to make sure that everyone understands that that information will be on the posting tonight on WHUR.com. Terry?
Hi, I'm actually in the D.C. area because we're touring with the play Do You Trust Your Best Friend, written by Darrell Lawrence, star-studded cast. We're here October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Please come out, and you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.
Okay, and that event, how is that related to this autism struggle?
We're going to actually be talking at the play during intermission and opening the play with autism information. In addition to that, we'll be giving out free trips for Do You Trust Your Best Friend for individuals impacted by autism.
Wonderful. We're going to be talking about both of those pieces of information, both of those events, a little bit later. And as I promised, the information will be on the Daily Drum posting on WHUR.com. Before I go to another break, briefly, Dr. Hu, tell me about your son. Your son is an adult, and he is autistic.
Yes, he is 27 years old, and he was diagnosed almost 25 years ago with what's called pervasive developmental disorders not otherwise specified, which is a mouthful. that doesn't tell me anything. It didn't tell me anything then, and it doesn't say a whole lot now, and that is what drove me into research, trying to understand what is the biology underlying this so that we can better treat it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say that with PDD-NOS,
Doctor Who, PDD, you missed me. You lost me right there. And I've got to take a break, but I'm going to come back to you after the break because I want to make sure that everyone understands every piece of information that comes to them on this program. So stay with us. If you are on the phone, that includes Shisfan, Sonia, Donna, Ricky. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown tonight with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More discussion about autism and where you can go for support after the break. Stay with us.
W.